Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for the homestand finale between the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos. Time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by the star of last night's game in Craig Yoho. Craig, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to be here.
It's hard to have a better AA debut than what you did last night. Two innings, five strikeouts, no runs, no hits, only one guy reached. How exciting is it to be up here at the AA level?
It's great. Last night was a great experience playing with all these guys up here, a few of them that I know, and you know, it was just good to get my feet wet and compete and you know, be here in Biloxi.
What's it like making that jump up from high A to AA? Because you had maybe the most outstanding relief season out of anybody at the high A level to start this season.
Yeah, I mean, I just try and think of it as it's the game of baseball, regardless of what level you're at. So my approach will never change. I'm just going to try and throw strikes, get ahead of hitters, and play for the punch out. And so that worked at the high A level, and you know, I'm just going to carry that all the way through my career.
Yeah, playing for the punch out. 50% almost strikeout rate in high A Wisconsin. How much fun and how great has it been to really get the ball rolling on this season and really take it to the next level in just your first year in professional baseball?
Yeah, it's just kind of a credit to our philosophy in the Brewers, you know, pitching development of just if you throw strikes early in the count, you set yourself up for success and you give yourself a chance to strike guys out. So with my pitches and my arsenal, it gives me the greatest opportunity to have success. And, you know, whether that success comes by a ball put in play or a strikeout, it's not really up to me. But, you know, I'm going to do my best to get me in those situations.
What's been the big part of your game early on this year? Because a year ago, you were playing at Indiana. Mm-hmm. Now you're sitting in AA. What's been the big thing that's really taken your game up a notch up this offseason?
Confidence is a big one, and just not making situations bigger than they are. You know, playing college baseball, at the end of the day, it's just you playing catch with the catcher. And, you know, trusting what you have is good and not trying to do anything more than that. And just continuing to develop and stack good days on top of good days and, you know, just getting that, like, you know, cliche 1% better every day, that's all you can ask for.
Talking about confidence, it's hard not to be confident when you're armed with your changeup and your slider, one of which gets 20 inches in one direction, the other one gets 26 in the other direction. How fun is it to be able to play those two pitches off each other and leave guys just clueless at the plate?
Yeah, it's fun because it's very unique. You know, you get a lot of guys now throwing, you know, 90, upper 90s, and it's like, you know, I might not necessarily have that at the moment, but, you know, I have something that's super unique, and not many people in the world can do that at the moment. So just being able to use that to my advantage and leverage that in situations where I know, like, I can lean on those whenever I need to.
You and Logan Henderson both have that sort of changeup that is very similar to Devin Williams' airbender pitch. How are you able to get that much movement arm side on a pitch like that?
You know, it's just kind of a feel thing. I have like physically I'm able to pronate pretty well. And so I'm able to get kind of over the top of the ball and throw somewhat of a screwball type of spin on it. So, and then just kind of with my arm slot, it allows me to get that natural run, and so it's kind of a blessing and also somewhat of just like a training that's got me that pitch.
What's been the development of that pitch throughout your college and now professional career?
Yeah, so it was like summer of 2022 going into my basically first year of college baseball. I would play catch with my dad to basically get ready for the season of my first year pitching, and it got to a point where I would basically be throwing my flat ground, and you know, he didn't want to catch it because I was throwing hard. So we would clip up a towel to the fence as a strike zone, and I would just throw pitches into that until I basically saw them start to move. And it would just fine-tuning adjustments, and that might be why, like, my pitches move more, is because my eyes were my track man, basically. So, you know, I'd be like, oh, that one moved more, so I just keep that adjustment, and then, you know, now we're here, so.
You also are one of five different guys on this team that were drafted a year ago. What is it like for the five of you to be able to rise through this system as one and be in AA? I mean, you, Brett Witrowski, Brock Wilkin, Mike Bovey, you were all playing Division I college baseball last year. What is it like to all now be at the AA level alongside Logan Henderson and join the gang yesterday?
Yeah, it's awesome because we're a pretty close-knit group. As soon as we came into Arizona last year as a draft class, like, we were basically all buddies right away. And so it's cool. It's exciting to see them all have success and now be along the ride with them. You know, playing with Brett and Bobby early in Wisconsin this year was really exciting to watch them play. They're really exciting players. They do some things that a lot of guys can't do. Bobby's having an insane year. And then Brock as well, he's an exciting player to watch. So, you know, just being buddies with them and kind of going through this process together is a really cool experience.
Henderson drafted a couple years ago, was in the system last year, but just like you two pitchers that have balls that end up as wiffle balls. Yeah. What is it like to be teammates in Wisconsin and now teammates up here in Biloxi?
Yeah, it's cool to have another guy that's similar to me in, like, pitch arsenal, because it's a good person that I can pick his brain with on pitch sequencing or, you know, maybe some mental cues on how he throws his pitch, and we can kind of bounce ideas off of, and like something that he does well that I might lack in, he can benefit me and vice versa. So it's always good to have a teammate like that, and you know, he's a good guy and really a really good pitcher too.
Well, and it's a lot of fun to watch the pitches move for both of you. Craig, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
This has been an A's pregame interview. Shuckers, Blue Wahoos coming up next.